At the start of the 70s, the Rolling Stones were no longer involved with their British record label, Decca Records. But years of bad blood came into the public eye on this date, March 6, 1971, when the label released a new greatest hits collection without the Stones' permission. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. The feud began in 1968 over the cover of the Beggar's Banquet album. The Stones wanted a photograph of a dirty restroom covered with graffiti. Decca refused, and it delayed the album from coming out for nearly 9 months. The band eventually gave in, and the album had a plain white cover that resembled a party invitation. But the Stones felt that the label's attitude signaled that it didn't matter if the album ever came out, and they began looking at new options. The band was also unhappy about the royalties for new material, so they started their own label, Rolling Stones Records Through Atlantic, but owed Decca one final single before the contract ended. They recorded a song, Schoolboy Blues, with lyrics so obscene that Decca refused to release it. And with that, the Stones were out of business with Decca. Until Decca retaliated by putting out a new greatest hits, Stone Age, to capitalize on the pending Sticky Fingers album. It was a mix of 12 covers and originals recorded between 1964 and 1966 that had never been released on a British album. To further antagonize the band, the album cover was of a graffiti-covered wall, but without the humor of the scrapped Beggar's Banquet cover. The Stones were so angry they took out full-page ads in the British papers telling fans beware and not to buy the album. But despite their efforts, fans bought it anyway, and it reached number 4 in the UK. The success would then allow Decca to periodically release compilations and box sets from their archives, continuing the bad blood to this day. It was a successful greatest hits that the Rolling Stones never wanted with the release of Stone Age on this date, March 6, 1971, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.